The Antioch runway has been under construction for about 3 years after federal and state officials said it was too close to some homes and decided to move it to 100 feet. Here's Troy LaRue from the Department of Transportation.
I don't know how it happened, but generally we've been issuing NOTAMs in advance so that people can take a look at what's coming down the pike. That NOTAM got issued and there wasn't a whole lot of heads up to anybody.
That's what happened in August. To continue construction, DOT and the Federal Aviation Administration closed down the runway that had vital landing equipment. When DOT and the FAA make a decision like that, they notify pilots and airlines over the radio, called a notice to airmen or a NOTAM. But this time, the radio notice was issued the day they closed the old runway, instead of a few days before, and the new runway doesn't have all the equipment pilots need to land safely. Northern Air Cargo Station Manager Gideon Garcia says it boiled down to a failure to communicate between the state and federal agencies involved in the project.
Sort of a Swiss cheese moment where all the holes lined up in the Swiss cheese and it fell through the cracks, literally. And the right information wasn't published in a timely manner to alert people that there was going to be an upcoming change from the old runway to the new runway.
Garcia says they couldn't deliver bypass mail and freight for about a week. DOT's LaRue says that has since been fixed. DOT and the FAA have changed the approach to the runway so planes can still land safely.
And gosh, I don't think it took more than 2 days, and we had figured out that, wait a minute, we can still use, it's called an RNAV approach. And basically, it's a circling approach that is designed for the old runway.
He says that approach, while not ideal, will work until they install new landing equipment. LaRue says the department is currently investigating where they went wrong.
It would have been much more beneficial if we would have all been talking about that prior to the NOTAM being issued. That way the airlines would have had some heads up to begin with.
LaRue says they hope to have the new runway up and running with all landing equipment by September 20th. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.